Last we heard, Reese 13, Vassar nothing.
That's 25-6 Reese over Vassar now.
25-6.
25-6 with 6:36 left in the second. Sandusky leads Harbor Beach with 3:42 left in the second quarter, 8-6. Last we heard there, that was nearly 20 minutes ago. Thanks to our friends at Thumbtail Gator Sports covering that game. At the half, Sandusky 16, Harbor Beach 14. 35 seconds left in the first half. Lakers knocking on the door, trying to take their first lead of the night. It's a pitch out to Hunter Seely to the left. Lead blocker from Keegan Valentine. And Lucas Stern jumps out of that tackle and brings him down for a loss at the 10-yard line. Clock continues to wind down. We're at the 20-second mark. Still tied at 12-12. Lakers going to have to hustle quickly to the line of scrimmage to get this one under. Brennan Wisner in the pistol. Man to his right, and it's a pitch to Hunter Seely, this time to the right. He's down to inside the 10, down to the 8, but we have a flag at the original line of scrimmage from one of the sideline judges. With 8 seconds left, the clock is stopped. It's a hold against Lakers. This is going to push him back 10 yards. So Lakers is going to have to connect on this last play from possession with 8 seconds left in the first half, tied at 12-12.
Well, that penalty there changes things dramatically for Lakers and what they can do with their playbook, because where they were at, they haven't had zero luck with the extra point team, but they are very comfortable letting them kick a short field goal in a time like this, but with a 10-yard penalty. That almost backs it up too far, I think, for striking distance. So now you can almost expect a pass in the way of, probably in the way of the end zone, I would think.
The flag sits at the 9-yard line. 10 yards off from that would push them back to the 19-yard line. Too far for a field goal. So Lakers is going to have to go to the end zone and see if their front line can hold against that tenacious Cass City front defensive line.
Well, this changes things, like you said. It's just demoralizing for Lakers. They get the turnover. They get inside the 10-yard line, a chance to score, and now all of a sudden, you know, a penalty takes them way back too far. Now they almost have to do what they don't want to do. They could have ran the football from the 8 or 9-yard line, which is what they want to do. Now you almost have to throw it. But, again, it just changes your playbook, your mentality here a little bit for Lakers.
8.3 seconds left in the first half. 12-12. It was a scoreless first quarter. Both teams striking twice in the second. Second and goal to go from the 19. About 5 yards inside the right hash. Going with the three receivers just outside of the tight end on the right side. Brennan Wisner rolling to his left, looking to pass. Has time to throw. Has to turn back. He has three maroon jerseys all over him. Lets it fly. It is connected at the 5-yard line. Time has expired, and he is forced out of bounds at the 5-yard line by number 62, Hank Janik. And that is the end of the first quarter, the first half. Cass City coming up with a yet another near goal line stand. We are tied 12-12, Cass City and Lakers at halftime.
Yeah, well, exciting finish there. Brennan Wisner doesn't like what he sees down the field. In that one situation, you almost want him to force it into the end zone. Instead, he keeps the play alive, and as he's going down, he throws it short of the end zone for a completion, but Cass City defenders all over the place doesn't allow him to score.
It is halftime, and we will return with your halftime report on the WLEW Sports Network. Lakers 12, Cass City 12 on Sports Radio 102.1.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City Store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB board, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City Store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to Northstar Bank. At Northstar Bank, you can enjoy the same financial services at a lower cost. They offer free online banking with mobile banking and bill pay services. And to brighten your financial future, ask about their great new summer CD special. It's 1.15% APY for a 15-month term. If you're looking for a local community bank that looks out for your best interests and provide exceptional customer service and value, visit your local Northstar Bank branch today. Northstar Bank, guiding the way. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply with mobile banking. Annual percentage yield is effective July 7, 2016. Limited time offer. Bank may end this offer without notice. Requires a minimum of $1,000 to open. Penalty for early withdrawal, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy's Hunting Center sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. And they can drill and tap your slug gun, mounted bore sight scopes, and custom sight and service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 1st. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. And get great deals, special one-day only open house pricing. See more on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, they sell what they run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts, founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit countrysidemi.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week. Stacks Market of Owendale. Like a little truck stop, but without the showers.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted